This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
As exciting as the offseason is for high school football, and we know it is now with spring here and then the summer coming up with all the camps, the college has never been as active as they are now. NIL, portal, everything going on. And probably a team that is at the forefront of that is the University of Miami. The Hurricanes certainly have beefed up their roster over the last couple of months. As I say, I challenge you to go back 2 years and look at the roster as opposed to now, and it's a whole different story. Somebody's on top of that, and not just here in Miami, but throughout the country, is Brian Smith. He's worked with the Locked On Podcast Network, also all Hurricanes. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time.
Doing blue, doing well myself. Thank you for having me.
Good. Busy time. I mean, you know, I was just saying, and it's always, you know, everybody always says to me in the off season, well, you know, at least you could wind down. Not so much. And now with this portal NIL, you can't wind down at all because it's going active. Miami's probably been as active as anybody, and not just bringing in regular Joes. They've been bringing in some studs. Talk about this offseason for Miami, because I think now when Salmon says, hey, they could win 10, 11 games, it's not out of the question.
Well, that's what's really interesting. People always say, well, yeah, it's same old Miami. We'll believe it when we see it. I was at the OT7 tournament this past weekend in Orlando, and my friend Bud Elliott was there. He knows point spreads and all that. He's as close to professional gambler as you can be. And he said, take the over on Miami at 9.5. That's on some of the sports books. And he said, their roster is loaded. You know, they got Cam Ward, et cetera. He says, I would take the over.
Yeah.
So, like, and he's a Florida State guy. So that tells you something else, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he went to Florida State. So
yeah,
I think it looks a lot different, like you said, aptly. 2 years ago, the roster compared to now is crazy. And it starts with Cam Ward, but at the same time, I mean, you just think about how many guys they've added that can do so. They just got the kid from Michigan State. They got the defensive tackle that everybody wanted. They needed help there. Go get it. They go out and they get a receiver that they need as backup help. It's just every time they need something, you really look at it and you're like, okay, well, they add another guy. And they add another guy. And it's just 2 years ago, the depth chart, if they had a guy that got injured, Blue, we both knew they were concerned about a lot of – and it bit them. It's why they didn't, you know, go to a bowl game.
Now sure. They were down to a walk-on running back. So, you know, that kind of shows
That's
you.
Right.
And, you know, you just made a reference to the kid Brown from Houston, you know, being another guy to get in the mix. He had 107 catches last year. I mean, you know, you look at guys like that and then the running back that's coming in from Oregon State.
He's an animal. Martinez.
Yeah, Martinez, and then you got the linemen that have been there. You're adding more and more pieces to the puzzle. I mean, it's crazy. But like I said, every day as Brian Smith goes through his routine, you got to kind of have your ear, obviously, on the portal all the way around the country. But Miami's been so darn active that you don't know what day they're going to add somebody else.
Well, the new name, I found this out today, is King Mack, a kid that I know you're familiar with, transferring from Penn State, went to STA. Miami's trying to get involved with him now. I assume he'll take a visit. He visited Alabama this past weekend. But that's another example. For those of you who don't know, guys like Larry and myself, the busiest month of the year is actually May. You got high school recruits, you got portal, and you got spring ball that just finished up and you're trying to figure out roster and projections. Well, it's kind of hard when you don't know the roster because this portal's not really done. It's incredibly difficult, but we do our best. And then we try to give you as much news as we can as we get it. That's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, last week I was in Tampa, Sarasota, Venice, Naples, and Fort Myers. I did that whole little swing. And everywhere I went when there was college coaches, they were always on the phone. You know, I went over and talked to them and they go, hey, let me get this, you know, and that's a crazy part because, you know, as well as I do from being around this recruiting and seeing a lot of the guys during the summer, you know, and into the spring and especially during the summer, you know, when college coaches get to have these kids on campus and, you know, that's, what is that? Now that's part three of this whole darn thing, because you have the college spring where the kids go up there and watch the, you know, the coaches coach and check out the depth charts and see where they would probably fit in. Look at their position coaches, look at their coordinators. Then you have where phase two, where we're in now, where the high schools have the college coaches on campus. And then you turn around again, starting in June 1st for the entire month of June, is the kids caravan to all these different colleges around the country where the college coaches are a lot more relaxed or not keyed up because, you know, they pretty much have things in order, what they want to do, you know, when they return in August. So this is like that three-prong approach. And now, because the NCAA kind of closes down the NCAA schools for the first 3 weeks of July, the NAIA schools get involved. And the Warners and the Webbers and the St. Thomas Universities and the Southeastern Universities and schools like that, and then other programs in the Southeast. Now, they get to have the spotlight shining on them because you know that the 3 weeks, even though you have marquee kids who are going to go to Alabama or Louisville, wherever, they're going to go along with their teammates and they're going to play in 7-on-7s, you know, at Ave Maria or at Kaiser. So it kind of is a win-win all the way around.
Yeah, there is no week off in football anymore. Even right after the Super Bowl, you just start another season and recruiting and the portal keep us busy. So it's entertaining, but you're on the go.
Yeah. And so now you're, and you do a lot of the nation too. So you're kind of busy all the way around. And I know you do Auburn, and I know you're kind of close to the Notre Dame situation. And we have a lot of Notre Dame fans in South Florida, obviously, throughout the years. And that's a program that, you know, kind of, I think, is on the verge of busting out. They had a really good recruiting year, which they do. They're getting accustomed with the new coach. And what do you think about Notre Dame being in that playoff spot come 2024?
I think they've got a chance. If they don't win at least 10 games this year, I would be surprised.
Right.
A valuable quarterback transfer from Duke, and they got a veteran defense. They got a fifth year and a sixth year at the two D tackle spots. They'll have a top 10 defense. Question is, will the transfer receivers be good for the Irish? They can throw it more consistently. They're loaded at running back. They got tight ends. They got everything. They got one of the best corners in the country in Benjamin Morrison. So they lost the two tackles to the draft, and they're trying to figure that out. But I never complained about Notre Dame's offensive tackle talent. I'll believe it being a problem when I see it. And
I agree.
You know, can throw the ball against really good teams? If they can, they're going to the playoffs. That'll be the key.
No, and I know you follow them as well, and certainly University of Miami's not done. We have a bunch of time left during the off season. I'll see a lot of those, and so will you. You'll see a lot of those University of Miami coaches out on the road, you know, during this month, especially as time gets closer to those spring classics, which, you know, they made a lot easier on us by having 8 to 10 teams at one location throughout the course of the day. And then you get a chance, if you're a college coach or somebody who's recruiting and or somebody's just watching, to eyeball a lot of talent. And I'm glad they made it that way, because it's much better. You know, it's much better for the kids, much better for the colleges, so they don't have to go running all the way around to see, you know, a couple of kids. At least they get to, you know, put themselves in place for, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours at one location and do their thing. Brian, let everybody know how they can follow you, because I know you have a lot going on, a lot of interesting things to check out on the websites and also on your social media.
Social media is the best way. I've been talking a lot about the transfer portal, as we were just talking about, at FBScout_Florida. That's at FBScout_Florida. And there's a lot of recruiting stuff, a lot of pictures and comments about the OT7 tournament this past weekend, too.
Good stuff. Brian Smith, I can't thank you enough. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks and see where we are as far as some of the more talent that people are getting. You do a tremendous job. Look forward to running into you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good one, Blue.
Good stuff. You too. Brian Smith, who works for All Hurricanes, also Locked On Podcast Network, also the Auburn Daily. He's an analyst, so he gets around. And as I said, he's a big Notre Dame follower for a number of years, so I know that that's his kind of his sweet spot as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, now they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. With you up until 7:30 this evening, it's Panther hockey against the Boston Bruins. Game one, round two. When we come back, we talk Cypress Bay football. Coach Brett Hood is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.